You're listening to the One Day at a Time podcast. I'm your host, Kai Logue. My purpose is to help as many people as I can break out of negativity and poverty so they can live a life by their own design. This podcast is designed to show you exactly what it fucking takes to be successful and get what you fucking deserve. There's no fluff, no bullshit, just real people who turned a negative into a positive by taking life one day at a time.
I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, I've thought about days I couldn't get back. I couldn't even relax until I started taking life one day at a time. Used to let them tell me no, 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 but I don't let them tell me no, no, no. I took back control, made my life mine. Let me teach you how to do the same thing one day at a time.
What is up, Odat Nation? All right, so today I want to talk about a phenomenon I feel like I've dealt with my entire life. And I like to call it punches and bunches. And what it breaks down to is when you get hit by life, when you get hit by something you didn't expect, when you get fucking blindsided, it feels like the hits keep coming. It's never just once. It's never just one fucking thing. When you get hit hard, I feel you get hit hard again right after. And it fucking sucks, man. Life hits you, it sucks. It's rough. But what matters is not how hard you get hit, it's how hard you get the fuck up, or whatever the fuck Rocky Balboa said. But it's just rolling with it, man. You got to roll with the punches. You can't let them take you out because it's just temporary. You know, it's a season. It's going to pass. This too shall pass. But it won't pass if you quit. If you let that punch take you down and you stay down and you don't fucking get up, that's when it's over, man. That's when you're done. When you give up, you're down for the count. That's when you're fucking done. You're going to hate yourself if you do that shit. You're going to relive that moment the rest of your life and say, hey, I could have been someone, but this happened. You're going to be a has-been and never was. And that's literally my biggest fear, just being a never was, or, you know, I would have been, but this one thing happened to me. It took me out. And I've had so many moments. I've had so many things that would have took a weaker version of myself out. I've had business partners steal from me. I've had close friends die. I've had fucking every excuse under the sun. If I wanted to make it, I could play the victim card my whole life and roll over. You know, maybe some people would feel bad at first. Maybe some people would say, oh, you know, it's a good guy, but this happened to him. But at the end of the day, nobody fucking cares about you like you do. So it's up to you, man. If you want more in life, if you want something, if you have a dream, if you have a goal, if you have a desire, if you want more for your family, then you owe it to yourself. Fuck everybody else. You owe it to you to get the fuck back up, get on the horse, and keep fucking going. Because it doesn't happen if you quit. And that's really the only way you fail is if you quit. I know it sounds like a bullshit cliche. I know it sounds corny. But the only way you fail is if you quit. So if you're going through it, man, I know a lot of people are going through it right now. I know last year was hard for me. I know it was hard for a lot of fucking people that I've talked with. And a lot of the people you follow on social media, a lot of the influencers, they've been going through it. And behind closed doors, they talk about it. They don't talk about it online because they're trying to sell you something. But a lot of these motherfuckers, it hasn't been easy. Whether they admit it or not, man, it's been a fucking struggle. Shit's expensive as fuck. You know, people, when shit gets like this, people tighten up their wallets. It gets fucking hard. And when things get hard, you can quit or you can get harder. Man, you got to go through it. Yeah, you got to go through it so you can grow. But just keep fucking going, man. Just keep fucking going, man. Even now I'm still fucking taking the hits, man. Just lost a huge fucking deal. My fucking closest friend since, you know, fucking day one, dude. Like one of my earliest fucking friends is on his deathbed right now. And man, it's crazy. We're the same fucking age, but he went down a different path, but I could have easily went down that path. I could have easily be where he's at now. So it's just really getting back to, what are you grateful for? What are you here for? And I know when you're going through it, it feels like you have absolutely fucking nothing to be grateful for. It feels like the whole world is conspiring against you. It feels like no matter what you do, you're going to fail. Maybe just success isn't meant for you. Maybe it's meant for other people, or maybe everybody out there who's at that next level is lying. But I'm here to tell you the truth. No matter what level you get to, no matter what you achieve, it's never going to fucking stop. It's a fucking roller coaster. It's violent. It fucking goes up. You're feeling good. It goes down the next fucking minute, and then you're up again. And then for a little bit, it's cool. Everything's cool. And then you realize you didn't really appreciate it. And then shit happens. You go down again, and you got to fight to go back up. So just keep fucking getting up. Keep fucking doing it. Just keep doing it one more day at a time. Just focus on today. Because if you just focus on today, if you focus on what you can do today, you're going to get to where you want to be. I know we've talked about it a million times, but it's that fucking simple. Just do the work. Keep doing the fucking work. And you're going to get where you want to go. That's it, man. That's all I have for you. That's what's on my mind today. I'm going to keep fucking pushing. You know, I'm in the season right now where I'm fucking going through it. Got a lot of shit I'm pushing. I'm striving to get to a lot of big fucking goals this year. And I'm going to keep getting after it day in and day out. I hope you guys do the same. And I hope to see you guys next week for another episode. Hey, this is Kai. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you. If you could do me a favor, if you could make sure to like and subscribe to the show and share it with someone that you think would benefit from the podcast, let's spread the word. Let's grow ODAD Nation. And hey, keep winning. One